it good that the most closest companion to me is body, and it has become my friend. So then it will be easy to feel masslessness, weightlessness. And the moment you experience this, you have no trouble in reaching quickly to the subtle region. Seventh aspect of bodilessness. Your counting is going with my counting? Okay. It's seventh. It's already eighth? Okay. You're running ahead. Once a mother was meeting Bap Dada, as previously it was that we could come on the stage one in one, talk to Baba, and the gatherings were not more than 300, 400, and then gradually 2000, and then gradually 5000, and now 20,000. But it started from meeting one in one in Baba's room in Pandavavan. So it was gathering of 250 souls, maybe a little more, in meditation hall. And that mother was from our center. So naturally we all were together waiting next to her. Like this Baba, even table was not there. Baba is sitting. No stage. Just chair. Gaddi. And she came. And you know Baba does not like the faces which are not happy, right? And Baba saw her and asked, "Daughter, everything okay?" She said, "Baba, my husband does not listen knowledge." Then Baba said, "What?" So she thought Baba is not listening. She's standing just opposite to Baba, just a hand distance, half hand distance, but she thought Baba is not listening. Then she spoke a little louder, "Baba, my husband does not listen knowledge." Then Baba again said, "What?" She finally decided, today Baba is not listening. And she increased the volume of her voice and said, "Baba, my husband does not listen knowledge." Then Baba said, "He's yours, that is why he does not listen." She was not listening herself. Because when I speak my husband, Baba says, "What?" My husband, Baba says, "What?" Because there is no my husband. Soul has no husband. So standing in front of God in utter body consciousness, can you imagine? And then we say, "Baba, we want to come and meet you." But if we are in body consciousness, our sins are not destroyed, even if we stand an hour in front of God. Because sometimes someone was saying to Baba, "Baba, how lucky Madhuban Nivasi are, and especially the one who sits in front of the camera, like this brother, because he sees you all the time in front of you, and their sins will be destroyed so quickly, and I live so far, I do not meet you so frequently, and I do not sit exactly opposite you, so Baba, I will have to do lot of effort." Then Baba said on that day, "The child, if you are soul conscious and you are anywhere in the world, you get connected to Baba, your sins are destroyed. But if you are not soul conscious, you sit whole day in front of Baba, not even a single sin will be destroyed." So therefore, effort remains the same. No one has to do less or more. Effort is same. So, soul consciousness means I become clearly aware of no one is my position, known human being. And the moment I realize this, I become an angel. Because a grihasthi, the grihasthi who is householder, will never look like angel. Because he is always carrying somebody on the head. Or he is on someone, or someone is on him. Either he is parasite or he is donkey. Donkey always carries some burden on him. So we all had different photographs and different visibility before we came to Baba, right? Looking grihasthi. And now, it has become different, isn't it? Have you seen your photographs? Have you seen yourself? Yesterday evening all were sitting, they were, you know, like angels in the hall. Why? Because now we do not have any kind of feeling of mind, possessiveness. So this practice, just I stop here to give you a break for 20 minutes where you just revise these all seven aspects, and then we again come to this aspect of none is mine, no possessiveness. Not just nothing is mine, but none is mine. Mera koi nahi. Mera to ek Shivbaba. Mine is one Shivbaba, none else. Aur mera mera koi nahi. So when you get the break, 11:15, come back. But during that time, have water, have fresh air, but keep silent and revise these seven aspects of soul consciousness, bodiless stage. Just 1 minute. Now we sit and then you are free till 11:15. Mastak Singhasan Parham Atmain Rajan Bane or Shasan Chanai. This is how the song goes in Hindi, and it means, he will start one line, just give one line. Sanjeeva is giving one line, right? You can write it. It's very important for this topic.
Mastak singhasan pe hum aatmaye rajan bane aur shasan chalaye.
Mastak Singhasan. Mastak is forehead. Singhasan means throne. Mastak Singhasan pe hum atmai. We souls. Mastak Singhasan pe hum atmai. Yes, next line.
Karmachari hamari. Brikuti beech darbar apna sajaye.
Just one. So Mastak Singhasan, soul, is talking to the self. So how I, the bodiless soul, while being in the body, do conversation with my own self. Mastak Singhasan Parham Atmai, I the soul, sitting on the throne of the forehead, becoming the king, rule, Rajan Bani or Shasan Chalai, becoming the king, rule. So Mastak Singhasan Parham Atmai, Rajan Bani or Shasan Chalai. So this consciousness of me being the Rajan, the Raja, instantly gives a different energy. That is the energy of authority, energy to rule, not energy to, you know, subordinate the senses. Then another is karmindriya karamchari hamari Bhrikuti. Karamchari means subordinates, workers, assistants, or the helpers. Karamindriya means physical senses are my helpers, are my workers. I sit, they are around me, and I set the coat in the center of the forehead. Now listen completely this one paragraph with this meaning and with this awareness. Okay? Two lines only. Yes. From the beginning.
Mastak singhasan pe hum aatmaaye, rajan bane aur shasan chalaaye.
So this paragraph from the beginning. So instead of writing, you now just feel. Sit comfortable, but sit straight and feel yourself in the center of the forehead. And these lines are my lines. I'm feeling like that. I'm thinking like that, you know.
सिंहासन पे हम आत्माएं राजन बने और शासन चलाएं कर्मेंद्रियां कर्मचारी हमारी भृकुटि बीच दरबार अपना सजाएं मस्तक सिंहासन पे हम आत्माएं
कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मी बीइंग किंग is very important, and that's how I make myself instantly aware of the prosperity and the power I have in terms of body. Body is the biggest and the strongest asset for the soul on this earth. My own body is the biggest and strongest asset. I can create heaven through this, I can create hell through this. Both are equally powerful. Baba says Ravan and Rama are both 50-50. Half kalpa Ravan rules, half kalpa Rama rules. His law rules. So therefore, to become aware of such an important king, of such an important asset, is to have an instant flow of energy, to put the things in an organized way. Because head in the body does this task that organizes everything. There are organs and they are set in different position. They do different functions, the vital organs, and head regulates that. So body is like an organization. It's a multi-parts organize. It's unity in diversity. No cell of the heart matches with the cells of the liver. No cells of the liver match with the cells of kidney. You know, but they are the parts of the same body. And being master of such a body which has diversity of organs, it itself means that you are destined to be a ruler. You are destined to be a king because you are already given a kingdom. And this is a small model of the world. The body is a small model of the world. There is an interesting story, not directly connected topic, but still interesting to know about that. That when a man who used to be very busy and never had the time to play with the kid would come in home, his child instantly would start saying, Papa, I want to play with you. Just to get the answer from him, no, I'm busy. Once he didn't have any reason to say which busyness he had, so child insisted, today you should play with me. And then what father thought, he gave him a magazine and showed him the page where there was world map and told him, he tore that map into 5-6 pieces and gave those pieces in the hand of that child and said, now go, join them, paste them together as they were originally and come back to me and we will play. Because he knew he is very young kid and won't be able to put together because he does not know this political or geographical boundaries. Child went, he took, and maybe some of you know, he came within 5 minutes. Papa, here is the map. He said, how come you could join all this so quickly? And then he showed the back side of the map, there was a man. When man gets united or there is integrity, you are one, you are full, then the world is united. His hands and feet and limbs got united and world got united. So when I learn to rule my body and become king, because I am bodiless, but I am in body. So bodilessness is not the stage of nothingness, but it is the stage of experience of prosperity and authority. Because in order to experience how prosper you are, you just go through this exercise. Just think, if somebody comes and requests you, please give me your liver and take $1 million. Maybe he will not offer $1 million, but $500,000, you know. Or even $100,000, give me your liver. Will you give? No. It means at least you have $1 million asset in you. Similarly, eyes. Similarly, heart. $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, million, multi. So you are multi millionaire and billionaire. So I am bodiless does not mean I have nothing. I am multi-millionaire because I, the soul, have got this body. So instant experience of prosperity. Yes, I will make easy for you that when I become aware of how many organs which I have could be of so much value for those who do not have them, and when I combine that value, eyes, $1 million, another eyes.
That is on physical level.
Right.
You said the bodiless state means authority and prosperity.
So this is what is prosperity, that I have so much of so much value because I am a soul and this is my body. This is not the body of a neighbor. So whose property is this? It's my property. So, what I have has so much value, and what I do not have, if I focus on that, I cannot enjoy the happiness of this spiritual life. That's why sometimes in philosophy, they try to understand a person's attitude by putting 2 glasses. 1 glass for 2 persons. The glass with half filled water, and they ask the person, what do you see? If the person sees glass is half full, he has one kind of personality. And if the person sees glass is half empty, he has another kind of personality. So, sometimes we think that we do not have much money, education, to do service or do something and create waste thoughts and negative thoughts. But Baba, as soon as he gives me the realization of the self as soul, he says, you are Raja, you are king. Soul is king. When the soul is on earth, soul is king. Every soul is king. So that kingdom is with me till last moment I leave this body. So now we come to the point where we stopped. It was just to give you a taste, a bite of this beautiful song. Many songs in Hindi, almost all. We have more than 2,000 songs in Hindi, and more than 1,000 are such which are exactly as what Murli is saying, and they are quite useful and helpful to meditate instead of just putting the music. So therefore it is good every week to learn the meaning of one or two songs and thereby gradually increase the understanding and practice using their meaning. So we were talking about the eighth aspect of bodilessness, that is how I come to feel that. Okay, so I go to my original position. When Baba comes and Baba sits in the gathering, enters into the body, the moment Baba comes, everyone feels so easily and naturally connected to Baba. Isn't it? Even if that person is for the first time, second time, or 100 times he has met, but everyone feels Baba is mine. So this is a natural outcome of soul consciousness. You will not need to know about other people to feel or to give them experience of belongingness. I repeat, bodilessness or soul consciousness gives a natural outcome of belongingness instantly. You do not need necessarily to know everything about them to give them experience of belongingness. So simple. Because in the consciousness of face or body, you definitely get stuck in biography or biological details or social details, economical details. And in order to interact, you feel the need to know the person better and then to talk. But in bodiless stage, you are in a state of communication instantly. So therefore this thing that my husband is not listening knowledge is not an issue for you. Because you think of all souls as yours, and in their benefit you consider the benefit of everyone else around you, while at the same time I know that I can render duty to few, I cannot render my duty to all, but your internal stage will be of belongingness to all, which is most of the time spoken as think globally and act locally. So global thinking can be only spiritual thinking. Only spiritual thinking can be global thinking. In no other way we can think globally. We will definitely think with limitations. So only spirituality can be global and universal. No other aspect can be in a true form global. And therefore Baba from the very beginning has made us spiritual, that is global. So we are no more limited and, you know, locked by these temporary identities. Then another thing, many times in knowledge we seem saying that, oh, it's my nature, my, again, mera swabhav, mera pati, my husband, my daughter, my wife, and then mera swabhav, my nature. Baba says, where is your nature? Brahma's nature is your nature. Baba's nature is your nature. But I feel it's my nature. Again, sometime I, you know, share this example that we were meeting with Bab Dada and people from our center. At the time I was school student. and there was a brother who was like an important Brahmin in our center, and he would cherish a lot of popularity and respect amongst Brahman. He was, when I was in knowledge, he was already 25 years old in knowledge. And we got to meet Baba once, 6 or 7 person. He was also there, I was also there, quite young in age. He was 60, 62. So Baba was very happy meeting him. He was very happy. Baba says, child, okay, old child, you know. He met Sakar Baba also. Yes, everything fine. Baba wife does not listen knowledge, he said. Baba wife does not listen knowledge. Baba said, explain her. Explain her. He said, Baba, I am already explaining 25 years. Then Baba said, continue to explain. But we knew why she does not listen. Because her point was, if this man has not changed in 25 years, because he used to be a lot of angry over little matters. He was very good in many things, but when came the question of irritation and anger, he was out. So she used to say, if he couldn't change in 25 years, what would I do coming to Brahma Kumaris? So he was holding, he used to be soul conscious. Most of the time he was a yogi, good server. Everyone loved him, but not this aspect of soul conscious. So understand please, that sometimes we hold on to some aspects of soul consciousness, bodilessness, but we leave other aspects of bodilessness untouched, unworked, unprocessed. It's exactly, if you do not fill the potato, fill the whole, the water, sufficient water in the utensil when you are boiling the potato, what happens? If water is lesser, the lower part will get boiled, upper part will remain hard. So you submerge in water and then boil. And then potato gets boiled. So our sanskars are like boiling the potato. This is how Brother Jagdish used to give analogy. So if you put potato in a utensil within water and switch on the gas or the fire for 1 minute and then go and see the television or listen radio and then come back, switch on and then come back and switch off and then go somewhere else. And like this you keep doing half an hour, potato will get boiled. Potato will get boiled if you keep it on fire constantly for at least 10-15 minutes. So this aspect of soul consciousness, which is called nirantar, without gap, constant, unbreakable soul consciousness, unbreakable stage, atut. That when thread is unbroken, this aspect helps in transformation of sanskars. You can remain Brahmin even if you do not practice much bodilessness, but sanskars cannot change without practicing it constantly. So sometime when you see people say, oh, this one is 40 years here, but this sanskar of this one has not changed. Why? Because this part is not processed. So, bodiless soul belongs to none, and bodiless soul does not have anyone as his position. This is very important. I do not belong to anyone. So I cannot allow myself to influence by any kind of karmic sanskars or accounts, or start becoming like them. If someone is doing wrong, I also start doing like that, because that one is my father. So my father used to do like that, my mother used to do like that, I do like that. No, I cannot do like that because I am alone. I do not belong to that. So this is how we come out of the clutches of hereditary, which was, you know, given a lot of importance while describing about our personality, that children are ought to be like parents. Baba said, no, you are free from this bondage also. You are soul, child of God, eternal child of God, and you have to be like your father, who is your eternal and original father. You are not bound to be like your physical mother and father, which sometimes we used to give as excuse that, you know, I am like that because my mother was like that. No, no, no. It means you are still not thinking of you as a alone soul who does not belong to anyone. So how I do this exercise, that I take myself out from the clutches of belongingness, free. I start remembering how many times, yesterday also we were talking, how many times I took birth. I had as minimum 84 mothers, as minimum 84 fathers. So who of them, to whom of them I belong? Which of 84 mothers is my real mother? Either all or none. All cannot be real. Truth is always one. There can't be two truth. Truth is always one. So none of these mother is true mother. So to whom I should resemble? To none. Or to all, or something good of all should be in me. So when Baba says father shows son, then I realize now that in fact I am free from all those resemblances, and now as a point of light, bodiless soul, I cannot help not resembling God. But I cannot help but resembling God. It is so natural for soul to look like God. Bap Saman. Because I am a soul. Atma, Paramatma. I am Atma, he is Atma, but he is father of all, so he is Paramatma. So Atma will resemble Atma. Isn't it? So that's what Baba said, when a time will come when your meditation, collective meditation, will in vision show that they are all same, they are all alike. You know? That is why in our yagya, from the very beginning, as soon as somebody came with something here according to either religion or tradition or some fashion with beard, you know what Baba does? The very first thing Baba sends that person to barber, clean it. Baba says, this is a facade of your home, and facade cannot be covered with all, you know, these bushes, etc., because facade should be visible. Yes? So if someone has beard, we know he is very new, very soon it will be removed. Because Baba's all children are like Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba didn't have this, yes? Because our whole body is covered, absolutely covered, except hands and face. And in summer, feet also, because Baba said, Through hands you will give toli, donate. Through face you will give vision. And feet they will touch. Bhaktas will come and bow to your feet. So these three things are can remain open. Understand? So, 84 mothers are not my mothers, fathers are not my brothers. As minimum, if every birth, in golden age, every birth you will have one brother. And then you will have two brothers. So if you have about 200 brothers in world drama, which brother is your brother? So all souls can be my mother, all souls can be my father, all souls can be my daughters, children. So this feeling, all are mine or none is mine. None is mine because I am soul and all are mine because I am child of Supreme Soul. So all are mine goes hand in hand with bodilessness. You do not need to know additional knowledge to feel that and to work that. So if it is not coming after so many years of knowledge and listening Murli, it means you have not thoroughly thought about this, that I, the soul, have been changing the relations, changing the souls, and taking rebirth, and all, it could be any soul with me, according to my karma and sanskars. And then my sanskars, this is about my people, and now my sanskars. If the current is put in electric iron, what it does? Iron? It heats and smoothens your clothing, textiles or whatever dress you put under the iron. So if the same electric current is put in refrigerator, what it does? It cools. So if I say, if I am in iron and I say, you know, I am very hot, don't touch me. It's my nature, you know. Or if I am in refrigerator, I think it's my nature. It's like, no, it's my function, not nature. Do not mislead yourself by mixing the function with the nature. According to the role, according to the function, you adopt that virtue and then become bodiless, then become current. Then you won't mix yourself as heat or cold. You are neutral. You have both. And you can be, you dance also, you can be very peaceful also. So therefore, my sanskar is only till that point. It stays with me when I see myself as body, not current, as refrigerator or as electric iron. Because I am mother, so I worry. It's my nature to worry because I have three children. No, I am not mother. I am playing the role of mother. I play the role. I show concern, I make a call. Where you are, you have not come in home, it's not good to come in the home, come in time, please. And then I become soul. So it's not my nature to always worry. I show concern and become bodiless. So that's how these all aspects, there is one more aspect. Let me see whether we can finish that or not, because I will take leave from you after 12. I have to go somewhere. That aspect is, it's ninth aspect, which is called as energy of bodilessness. Baba has told in the beginning of the yagi, many time people would love to get Baba's clothes, Baba's slippers, old slippers. When they are to be discarded, they will say, don't throw them, give us Baba's slipper, give us Baba's clothes. And they would go, and we go now also and sit down in Baba's hut. Where is Baba? Where is Baba there? Baba is not there, but what is there? Baba's energy is there. So how we leave the energy, or how soul consciousness spreads the energy throughout the world. So that's called as using the subtle body, the body of aura, body of energy, to serve the world or to travel in the world, for which Baba sometime invites, children come and have tour with me. Solid body cannot travel. You need to provide vehicle to the solid body, or wheels. You have to put the solid body on wheels to make it travel. Or you can just do walking to few kilometers. You can't go travel 2,500 kilometers and reach to Russia traveling. You need to put it on wheels or wings. But soul can travel. So I am energy. I am energy of love. I am energy of peace. I am energy of happiness. I am energy of purity. So when I keep this switch of consciousness of myself being energy, not this solid body, I automatically travel. I move, I spread. I have to just continue to be in that stage. So therefore, Baba has given us the importance of long meditations. Apart from few minutes traffic controls, apart from few seconds checking from time to time, Baba has also told us to sit in bhatti, furnace. Because you don't put the dough in the furnace for 5 minutes. You put the dough for cake or bread in the furnace or in oven for at least 45 minutes, at least for an hour. So when we sit in our hour, we just keep this switch on. And when this switch is on, it's easy for us to reach and serve anywhere and give our presence, feeling of our presence. Because I am energy. Baba does not need to remind him that I am a soul, supreme soul, I am giving. He is always in that stage. So therefore Baba says, when we come, you come in Madhuvan, you specially do yoga, that is, remain in this bodiless stage, be in this energy, and serve those who have left, who have not come, your relatives, your friends. But instead of that, if I sit in long yoga, but I keep on just roaming within different kinds of good thoughts, positive thoughts, still I will be benefited, but I will not get this experience of subtle body serving. Serving in terms of reaching somewhere. When we started service in Russia, even now also, whichever new city we go, people are there in the first meeting, second meeting, and gradually who would be there to say, we have seen you, we knew you will come, we saw you, we felt that such person will come, you see. Why? Because Baba also uses his children. When we sit in meditation, Baba shows the vision. If we have given ourselves to Baba, Baba, I am with you, you can use this vehicle. Baba shows the vision, and we ourselves also immerse the world, because Baba has given us this duty that children, you have to serve the whole world. And how when we can serve? When we rise above this limited body of solid mass, physical identity, physical roles. Understand? So therefore, all these nine aspects of bodilessness, enjoy them and work with them and see the outcome in your life. Because some will need something from us, another will need something else from us. And by practicing this, we go ahead. Thank you very much for your attention. Is there anything which you would like to talk or ask? Yes. Point form. Now I cannot do that. Now you can do that. Because when I took that not in order, but all these aspects which Baba has told in the Murli, but someone of you has written them. Right? So you can sit down peacefully and see that. And if something is missed, I can then add that. Okay, I will try anyway. Anything else? Yes, now we do that. Yes, it will happen. Tomorrow we are going to have that bhakti. Tomorrow is the day of experiencing a silence, because Baba is coming, 30th. So full program is made for that. Tomorrow you will know about that. And in general also, we do not need to all the time depend on program. In Madhavan we do like that. But when we are in homes, in centers, we have to put ourselves in that program. So dear brothers and sisters, Baba is lovely and Baba is beautiful. And in order to become Baba's lovely and beautiful children, bodilessness and this consciousness which we heard in the song. Yes? You want to listen again that line? That would make you look beautiful. Because ordinary face is the result of body consciousness. In soul consciousness, bodilessness, instantly you come into experience of your identity as king, prosperous and powerful. And the one who is prosperous and powerful looks beautiful. Understand? Now show me. Show me your faces when this song goes. Yes, Sanjay? Yes. Now show me your prosperity and your power. Get seated on the throne of the forehead. Okay? Being recorded.
करे मंत्रण मिलके मन मंत्री से समाचार पूछे सजग संतरी से.
See now how this next line comes as the king says, let me now do the conversation with minister. How he will see? He will see like that. Let me now do the conversation with minister. Let me ask how the things are going on. So that is, you feel yourself Master, to whom these senses are to be countable. Eyes cannot go here and there. Eyes go there where I want eyes to go. Eyes go here and eyes go there. And neck remains there where I want to keep neck, not like that. So the king is powerful, king is prosperous, so king attracts. So Baba therefore says, children, you when practice bodilessness, you become like magnet. You pull people to bring them close to supreme magnet, which is an automatic service. You do not need to do anything. Magnet does not do anything. And so does not become tired. And we say, Baba, we are tired doing the service. You know. Because you are working, you are not serving. Magnet serves. Body works. Okay? Om Shanti.